Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
I ain't got much to lose. I've seen better days. I'm gonna start over in this place. I've seen better days.
And the bottom drops out.
I've seen better days. I'm gonna start over in this place. I've seen better days.
It is 7:42 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 52 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download the free WRHI app. You can even hear us in Peru if you happen to be there this morning. Hope you're not, but if you are... Listen to us. We'll put a smile on your face. And a shout out to those who are with us on Facebook Live. We certainly love your comments and your humor in this time. And it's so refreshing to know that as serious as this time is with the COVID-19, we can still find faith and we can have a little fun.
And still laugh.
Yeah.
For sure. Of course, when it comes to the coronavirus here on Palmetto Mornings, we are tackling it from every angle. This morning, we're going to take a look at mortgages. Brandon Kohlberg joining us. And Brandon, you've been in the business for 16 years, mortgage business. You actually have a radio program right here on WRHI. It's on Saturday mornings. It's Carolina's Mortgage Radio.
Yep.
All right. We got it. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But 16 years in the mortgage business, you certainly have seen the ups and downs of the market. How does this compare maybe to previous scenarios?
Yeah, so I think the intangibles that got us to where we're at right now is certainly different than what we went through in the mortgage crisis. You know, right now we see a virus, the fears, right, really kind of controlling the markets. A lot of people getting out of the equities, getting into the bonds and driving rates down. Mortgages are well securitized investments right now, whereas maybe a decade ago there was a lot of uncertainty there, right?
Yeah. So when it comes to possibly looking at refinancing your house, you might find like interest rates are great. What would be your advice? What are you telling your customers?
Yeah. So kind of at the beginning of this fear, getting into late February, what we saw was people, the fears kind of driving the markets, equities, a lot of people getting out of equities into the bonds, driving rates down, really became a fantastic opportunity to refinance. Rates came way down. And myself and every other lender out in the nation was, you know, calling their clients, getting refinances in the window because there was fantastic rates, great opportunity to help people save money. What happened was the volume of this was just crazy. It was over 500% year over year. So we had this huge influx of refinances, almost more than what we could handle from a capacity standpoint. And then we had some other issues, some liquidity issues, and basically investors wanted to turn off the spigot. So almost overnight, after several, about a week or so of a fantastic time to refinance, rates went through the roof. Ever since then, there's been this roller coaster of different events. Maybe a great time to refinance. We got to wait a few days. It's still what I would certainly recommend is if you have a rate higher than 4% or even in the upper 3%, you know, get in touch with your, you know, mortgage expert and, you know, have them kind of watch the market for you because there is going to be a time when this settles down where rates are going to get really, really low, probably down to a historical low, match what we saw kind of the end of February, early March, maybe even lower. So it's very important to kind of get ahead of that curve. The volume is going to increase again. Lenders are going to reach their capacity again, getting kind of the front of the line and talk to a mortgage expert because there will be some fantastic savings for your mortgage.
That's when it's nice to have that relationship with your mortgage officer to take advantage of the refinancing opportunities. Right. Let me ask you about houses that are, going to closing. Are you finding some of the deals are the pause button has been pushed or do people, mortgages are based on your job, and if you have job uncertainty, how is that impacting at the closing table?
Sure. The one thing we know right now is we're in uncertain times, right? We can't say when this is going to end, when this is going to recover. And so, yeah, some people are getting a little bit emotional, thinking they need to cut their home price or what have you just to get out and get it sold. I think it's important to note that the housing market before the coronavirus fears was on fantastic ground, fantastic fundamentals. A lot of reports that were coming out as recently as 2 weeks ago. They trail a few weeks, but we're the best housing market in the last 13 years. Supply is still not caught up to demand. There's much more demand than there is supply. And so what I would say is, you know, don't get too emotional. If we are seeing some, you know, contracts going to get paused, get terminated. Some people are losing their jobs. This is reality that we face. But what I would say is hold on. Maybe hit a pause button, but you know, you don't need to terminate. And if you have a job where, you know, you can work from home, you know, you're going to be safe footing. You're not going to lose your job. I would definitely say continue on with the process. The mortgage, the housing market, I don't think we're going to see any dip. If we do, it's going to bounce back extremely quickly once we get everything kind of resolved.
Is this a buyer's market or a seller's market right now?
You know, I think it's still a seller's market. Again, some of that emotion will come into play, which will turn some properties kind of into a buyer's market. So if you're looking to buy right now, it is a good time because you may catch that special deal where a seller's got to sell and they think they need to reduce the price. That is happening. I would argue that they probably don't need to, but so there's a really good a balance right now between buyers and sellers market. And I think long term, I think we're still in a seller's market, but right now there's definitely some good deals to be had.
Brendan Kohlberg is with Mortgage Right, the company. Works in Charlotte and the surrounding areas as well. Been in the mortgage business for 16 years. Also hosts a radio show here on Saturdays called Carolina's Mortgage Radio. Tell folks a little bit about what that show's about and when we can listen to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, appreciate the plug. So, you know, what we want to do is just make sure we're getting fantastic information and education out to our community. I do all my mortgages here locally. I'm just the Carolinas, right? So it's important to educate the community on what's available. A lot of misinformation out there online. And so the radio show was just kind of born out of that to get education out into our local, you know, Rock Hill, Fort Mill communities. And, you know, let everybody know that real estate is a fantastic opportunity to build wealth. We wholeheartedly believe in it. And of course, I do the financing piece. So that's important too. Not many people are buying with cash. And so, and again, that's kind of what we do. You can buy a house, whether you have, you know, a large down payment or small down payment or, you know, good credit, maybe not so good credit. What can we do to help you, you know, become a homeowner and begin, the wealth building process through real estate, which I certainly believe in.
All right. You can listen to that on Saturday mornings. What time?
9 a.m.
All right. Right here on WRHI. Brendan Kohlberg again with Mortgage Right, been in mortgage business for 16 years. Brendan, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.